Are you thinking about starting your own cash practice? Maybe you've already started your own practice and you're starting to realize that there's a lot to learn when it comes to business. We can be great clinicians, but if we don't understand the business side of having our own practice, we're going to have a hard time being successful in business. Guys, I wrote a book for you and I took everything that I've learned over the last 5 years of running a successful cash practice here in Atlanta, and I put it in this book, and I gave you everything that you need to be able to start and scale that practice past yourself. That book is called Fuck Insurance, and if you don't like the title, the book is not for you. If you do like the title, it's the exact book that you need to be reading right now. I show you exactly how to start. I show you what's important when it comes to marketing, when it comes to sales, when it comes to operations, and what stage you're actually at in the business, you know, where you're at, what you need to focus on while you're there, and how to get to the next stage. I'm trying to set it up in a way where you can get some clarity in your business. And the book for now is 100% free. All you have to do is go to finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com and get your free copy of the book that I wrote specifically to help you be successful in business. The book is free. All you got to do is pay for it to get to your door so that I don't lose my shirt on giving everybody all these books and sending them around the world. And again, head to finsurancebook.com. Learn how to run a successful cash practice today. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. What's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast, and today I'm going to walk you through a strategy to get to $10,000 a month in revenue by month three of starting your cash practice. So this comes from, again, some interactions I had in person at our mastermind event. I talked to seven different people that started with us right whenever they got going. So kind of a big commitment if you really think about it. So, hey, join a mastermind group, really a business development group that is, you know, more than what you're making per month, considering you're just starting. You're not making anything. And invest in that, follow the information, implement, have a mentor, and with the goal of growing faster. So what we've seen with this is it's probably the fastest way to get up to $10,000 a month in revenue. For sure, you can do it yourself. But it's going to take probably 12 months from what I've seen. And we've seen it happen in as short as two with people in our group. Three is sort of the mark where we've had more people do this. So seven people that have started with us in the last 12 months have gotten up to $10,000 a month in gross revenue. So this is just not necessarily take home, but pretty close. They don't really have much in terms of overhead. But there's some commonalities that they have as part of this approach. From what I've seen, to really be able to scale to that amount of revenue within 3 months, which is honestly, that's a lot. It's a lot more money than most people make in a month. The fact that you're doing it in your own business within 3 months is just hard to do in any business at all. And the fact that this has been like repeated multiple times over, this should be helpful for you in terms of, you know, narrowing down what you need to actually focus on in order to have a similar result. So I'm going to take you through these steps. There's really five. And let's start out with this. Number one, you have to have a specific niche. Okay. So this can be challenging sometimes with people early on. They want to be everything to everybody because they think, okay, well, if I focus on everybody, that means I have more potential people that I can work with. That is not true. What you end up doing is isolating or leaving on the table the people you can really, really have the best result with by trying to be the right fit for everybody. So you end up with less people when you try to go that route than if you try and focus specifically on a niche that you inherently are really, really good with, right? So like, let's say it's swimmers. So if you focus just on swimmers and you get really, really deep into that niche in your area, and that's the only group that you work with, you're going to have faster growth within your business than if you focus on general, you know, orthopedic people, where you say like, oh, I can, any joint in the body I can help, right? Any soft tissue injury I can help. And that might be the case. Maybe you are a really good generalist, but it's going to be hard for you to market yourself. It's also going to be hard for people to refer to you as easily unless they know so-and-so crushes it with this group of people. You know, that's what you are. You got to go see whoever, right? So it helps them be able to refer to you easier. And the referral is really, people do not refer to other people unless they honestly think that they're going to look good because of it. Like, that's really all it is. Like, if they don't think, oh man, like, I'm not going to send my friend to this restaurant, like this, or this restaurant was mediocre, like, I don't hate it, I also don't love it, but I'm not going to refer anybody to it. I'm also not going to talk bad about it, right? Like, if it was terrible, I might tell people, dude, don't ever go there, it was awful. But if I loved it, like if I had like an insane, you know, whatever, meal or experience, I would tell everybody about that. Especially if I knew, let's call it barbecue, especially if I knew they loved barbecue. I'm like, dude, I know you like barbecue, you got to go try this place, whatever. It's got great barbecue. And the same thing can be said with us, right? So if you are really, really good at this one niche and it's not all that common for people to focus on this niche, you're going to crush it. It's like shooting fish in a barrel for people that are in that specific niche. And they're going to be much more willing to want to work with you outside of going to their traditional insurance because you have a differentiator. You're really good with a specific area. So number one, have a specific niche. Number two, you've got to get in the community. Now, some of these folks are from an area, like they're born, raised there. They have a lot of friends, family. That's very helpful initially. There's no doubt about that. Just people knowing who you are. But it's also about getting involved in the community, right? So one of the guys that did this, he specifically focuses on the CrossFit niche, right? So he's a coach. He's been involved in CrossFit for a long time. He competes with a local CrossFit, team. Like, he's in it. People know him. They see him at these competitions. They see him at different certifications. You know, they see him doing the open, right? Like they know he's a part of this community, and he's been a part of the community for quite a while. So when he decided he wanted to open his own thing and specifically focus on the niche of CrossFit, who's already heavily involved in the community, coaching at multiple gyms, and like I said, being a part of the community at these events. And you can't fake this stuff, right? You can't just show up one day and decide, oh yeah, I want to be the go-to CrossFit person, and like you've done like two CrossFit classes, right? Like, maybe you have the intentions of becoming that person, which is great, but you're not quite there yet because you don't have a depth of knowledge to really make yourself specific to a niche. And then one of the best places to start, if that is what you want to do, is join a gym, start coaching, start getting involved in it, start going to every potluck that they have, you know, at the gym, and showing up at birthday parties for people at the gym, and like just getting involved with people at your gym, at your box, wherever you're at, or multiple ones in an area, and become like a resource for people. Be helpful, you know, be a part of the community, show up, ask people how their kids are, you know, like talk to them about stuff that doesn't involve your business and or CrossFit, and just become friends with people. And that's how you get known within your community. And it's really about being known, liked, and trusted for people to be able to refer folks your way for you to see this exponential change in your business. Number three, go full time. So I know this is scary for people. Most people don't go this route. And I totally see why, especially if you have family and, kids or whatever, real life. Look, everybody's got student loans. Everybody's got shit they got to pay for. Everybody's got a lot of stuff going on. So it's not always the best strategy for people to go full time in their business. But if you want to go fast and you want to grow your business quickly, yes, you stand a much, much better chance of doing so by going full time. I talk about this in my book. There's the side hustle strategy, and then there's the burn the ship strategy. So for me, I went the burn the ship strategy, which means, hey, I'm all in from day one. It's the only thing that I'm focusing on, and I'm going to try to, you know, build this up to where it replaces my income as fast as humanly possible, right? The side hustle strategy is maybe you stay at your ortho clinic. Probably not the best idea because it can get a little bit, that can get a little sketchy. You know, people are like, well, why can't I just come see you at this clinic that takes my insurance, and then over here you don't. But yet I can still work with you. Maybe the location is different, but it's confusing to the consumer. So maybe you decide, all right, I'm going to go get a job at a home health, a hospital or something like that. Or I'm going to go get a PRN position or skilled nursing facility or something to that effect, right? Where it's very different and people aren't going to come to your skilled nursing unit asking you to, you know, take a look at their deadlift technique and their, why they have back pain with CrossFit. Like, that's not going to happen. So it alleviates a lot of that, but it's probably a job that many of you don't want to do. It also takes away your time to do some of the things that are going to dramatically grow your business, right? So, yep, you can ease into it and you can replace some of your income before you go and you dive headfirst into it. But I think it can also slow you down from what we've seen. People that are side hustle mode don't make progress as fast as people that are all in. And if you think about it, it really makes sense. You know, if you're 100% in on this one thing, all your focus is there, all of your time goes there, all of your attention. And also, when you don't have a safety net, you're going to try a lot harder. Like I said, it's not the right fit for everybody. But when people do it, we see faster changes in their business. You know, as a trend. I'm not saying it's every single time, but the side hustle approach works as well. These people all had something in common, and that was they all went full time from the beginning. Number four, you have to create an amazing experience for people. So people refer people, and this is, by the way, the biggest drivers of revenue or new patients, I guess the best way to put it, for these practices was word of mouth and workshops. Workshops fall in line with getting in the community, right? Showing them that you're good at a specific thing. It's just a proven system of you educating people on what you do, building trust, them coming in working with you, and you building your caseload up that way, right? Sure, it takes your time, somewhat of a unique skill set. Not everybody's a great educator. Some people, you know, they want to puke if they have to talk in front of anybody. Usually with workshops, you're a little better because you're the subject matter expert. Like you're the one that is, dictating what's going on. So you have a lot of control with that. I definitely do not do well with, public speaking kind of situations where I don't really know what's going on. But when it's me running it, I'm fine, right? And a lot of that is just from reps as well. So workshops, getting in the community is part of it. But this idea of creating an amazing experience, that can happen at a workshop, that can happen at a group-based event where you're just like wowing people with, you know, your depth of knowledge, how well you can explain things, but also like being fun, making it fun, people are laughing, having a good time. They remember that that side of your workshops as well or your group-based events. But also when they come through the door, one thing that we found, and it's not impossible to do this as like a newer practitioner, but I think 5 of the 7 people that we've seen this with have a fellowship training, right? So like they haven't been out of school. They've been out of school longer than a short period of time, right? Like 5 of the 7 have a fellowship, trained background to where they have some experience. And I think a lot of it, when it comes down to it, it's not necessarily the manual skills so much. I think that's part of it, but more than anything, it's confidence and its ability to communicate, which can be taught and learned in a number of ways without doing a fellowship. So explanation of things, I think this is highly, highly underrated when we look at creating an amazing experience. People just feeling like they know what the heck is going on is half of the battle. And oftentimes when people go see a sports med doc, an ortho, a general practitioner, you name it, any other type of physician, they usually just don't have that much time with people. So they kind of rush in, they look at some images, maybe they've had like a tech tee up the visit, and then they quickly kind of go through everything, give them a diagnosis, and then leave. So rarely do they have the time to spend with somebody else that is going to be meaningful and beneficial in a way where they get their questions answered and they feel really clear on what's going on. And I think one of the best things you can do, in particular, just looking at the similarities with these folks, is improve your ability to educate and simplify what's happening with somebody's body in a way where they feel, they feel like they understand what's happening to them and what the road forward looks like. There's a lot of power that comes from that. You don't have to be the best, with your hands. You don't have to be the best with programming things and whatever else. But man, if you can focus on the communication side of things, and this is one of the reasons why at our event, I wanted to bring Brett Bartholomew in to talk about influence, communication, making things more clear and how to do that. It's a difficult skill, really difficult skill. He did this exercise where he had two people go up to the front of the room, and one of them had to act like he was from like 800 years ago. The other one had to act like he was from now and had to explain what a microwave was in a way where somebody from 800 years ago could understand. So think about that, right? Like, you would have to get really, really simple to try to get somebody to understand what a microwave is if all they're used to is like fire, right? Like, it would be hard to do that. And that exercise, as silly as that sounds, is just a good way of sort of like driving home the fact that, simplification can be hard. And the better that we get at that, the more likely it is that people actually understand what's going on. So part of your experience is educating people and easing their fear of what's going on with them, to where, hey, you're in the right spot. Like, I understand what's going on. I want you to explain to me what, we're dealing with, how long it's going to take, what our steps are. And if they can do that before they leave, you can say, hey, when you get home, what are you going to tell your spouse is going on? How long should it take to fix? And then what are our next steps forward? And if they can tell you, hey, my shoulder hurts, but I don't have anything significant going on that's going to require me having to go see an orthopedic surgeon, get an injection, or get any imaging. It's something that happened because of a lack of mobility overhead where I keep doing press-based movements and pull-ups in CrossFit, and I've irritated something. That's why it hurts, but structurally I'm fine. It's going to take about X amount of time for me to be able to get back to the things that I want to do. And that'll happen over the course of the next however many visits. Like, if somebody can explain that, I mean, holy shit, they've got it. Like, that person's going to get a great outcome, assuming you know what you're doing clinically. But you're 50% of the way there. And that's a huge part of an amazing experience. So making people understand, or helping people understand what their next steps are, stopping some of the doubt or the, a lot of times it's like the unknown with communication gaps get filled in with things that we think, but not necessarily are accurate to what's going to happen next. It's like the telephone game with your kids, but it can dictate whether somebody does well or not within your actual treatment plan of care. So that's a big part of it. Following up with an email where people are, again, it's reiterating the fact of what's going on, sending them a thank you card, just touching base with them on how things are going midweek. Hey, this is my cell phone number. If you have any questions, shoot me a text. I want to make sure you understand what's going on. Like, early on, you can do a lot of that stuff. You may not have all the resources. People may not know who you are, but man, you can also crush it on individualization and having this super, super high touch approach that people just don't get other places. And that's where you can have an unfair advantage initially. So number four is create an amazing experience. Number five is get help. Right? Like, obviously, this is what we do, and it comes from a biased place with me even saying this, but when I get to sit in a room with 70 people that are all progressing in their businesses, and many of them in a very, very accelerated manner, they can get to $10,000 a month in gross revenue within 3 months of just starting their practice, like, That doesn't happen when you try to figure it out all on your own. That doesn't happen when you just listen to, you know, 40 podcasts a week and 3 audiobooks on 2x speed, but not actually know what you should be implementing, what you should not be doing, and like really where you need to hone in terms of your attention. Like that stuff is not easy. That stuff is sort of, it's somewhat boring compared to just jumping back and forth from multiple things, but it's where the speed is. It's where the change in your business is. And if you're trying to figure it out on your own, it's not to say you can't do it. Like you totally can. But what you're sacrificing in the meantime is speed of the outcome that you really want. You know, like when we have people that we talk, I talk to people all the time. They're like, yeah, you know, I think I want to figure this out on my own. And if I get stuck, I'll let you know. And I have some respect for that because that's kind of what I did. But I also didn't have any other options that I knew of to actually get some help trying to grow this business. But it's the same thing as our patients saying, like, you talk to them on the phone with a, let's say, so like, you know, some sort of like 15-minute phone call about trying to get a better idea of what's going on. And they tell you, oh yeah, I got back pain when I, you know, whenever I deadlift and whatever, it's been going on for however long. You say, oh yeah, I deal with stuff like this all the time. I can help you. It's going to cost this much. I expect we're going to see you this number of times. Do you want help on this? And they say, well, how about this? Let me get on YouTube. I'm going to Google search. I'm just going to search a bunch of stuff, watch a bunch of videos, try to figure it out on my own. And if I get stuck, I'll let you know. And you, in your mind, you're probably thinking, this is crazy. Like the likelihood of them fixing their own issue after it's been going on for a year or whatever, via some YouTube videos is probably pretty low in comparison to the speed and accuracy at which somebody with like a doctorate level of training and experience can actually help them with in person. Like that's the same thing that we see with people that tell us, oh, I'm going to figure it out all on my own in business. When I tell you business, having a successful business is a shitload easier or a shitload harder than fixing back pain. Like there's so many things to learn. It's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And these people that we've worked with, they checked their ego at the door. They looked at their business as an investment, not a cost. And they invested in themselves. And then they did what they were told to do, which is part of it, which is part of the reason why, you know, when we do work with people, it's not free. It's because if it was free, they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't have any value associated with it. It's no different than when you have somebody that comes to see you for, you know, something where they have no out-of-pocket cost versus cash PT where there's skin in the game. The outcomes you get are way better. Why? Because they are paying for it and they're going to pay attention because they have their own money on the line. We see the exact same thing. And some people, they have to learn it the hard way. I get it. But it's slow, you know? And if you can go from 0 to 10K in 3 months, and I'm not saying everybody can do that, but I'm saying it's happened now quite a few times that we see where it's repetitive at this point, and there's a pattern. People early on getting started with us, like if you can go to $0 to $10,000 a month in revenue and you just stayed there, let's say that was the case, right? So at the end of the year, you'd be at like probably $140,000 in revenue, somewhere in that range. So maybe a little less, let's call it 130. And now, let's say it takes you a year to get to the point where you're at $10,000 a month in revenue. So you're kind of like $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 monthly revenue. Think about the difference in money that you are sacrificing because of speed of implementation and change. Like, we're not talking about a little bit of money. You know, we're talking about $50,000 to $80,000 difference in a year. And what it's a shitload less than that to work with us. Like what you're talking about is a massive difference in opportunity cost, in revenue loss because of the slow decision of trying to figure it out all on your own. And an investment is not a cost. An investment pays you back. That's the way it works whenever you invest in coaching and information to actually help you get the result that you want versus getting on YouTube and trying to figure out your back pain. So this is the fifth part that we've seen of people that have gone from $0 to $10,000 a month in 3 months by the third month is to get some help and actually do the stuff that we tell them to do. Now, if you're thinking about starting your own practice, or maybe you just got going, or maybe you're stuck and you're plateaued at a certain amount, it could be anywhere between just starting and businesses as high as $1 million in revenue that we have within our gross revenue within our mastermind. We should talk. We can help. I'd love to figure out a little bit more about your business and see if you are the right fit. Head to physicaltherapybiz.com/call. and let's book a time to actually talk to each other and see what's going on. I'd love to talk to you about it and see if we can help you get a faster change. See if you can invest in yourself, in your business that's going to pay dividends long term and help you get to this fast acceleration in your business with less stress, less headaches, and a clearer path of what's going on. So guys, thanks so much for listening to this. I hope this helps. If you're just getting started, follow these steps. Again, they are specific niche. Pick one that you're really, really good at. Get in the community. Be a part of that community. Be a part of that niche. Go full time. I know it's scary. Maybe it's not a possibility for you, but if it is, you'll gain traction much faster. Create an amazing experience. Give people an experience that they will never forget, and then they will tell all their friends. And the last one is get help. Get help because you'll be able to get there faster, much faster than if you try to figure it out all on your own. So that's it, guys. I hope that helps. Good luck getting to that 10K mark within 3 months. And as always, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Do you want more cash PT biz help? If so, go get a copy of my book, Fuck Insurance. It's your playbook to successful performance PT practice and never having to deal with insurance again. You can get a free copy at finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com. Inside this book, you'll learn the direct techniques that we have used to become one of the fastest 100% cash PT practices in the country.